Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time, number 63. Will you look at me? I got my homeboy, Zambo.
Hey, I haven't shaved in like 4 weeks.
And it's going to be on. It's going to be incredible. Why?
Because it always is.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I know you have to ask this question, but damn it, you know.
I know, man. Got to do it quarantine style. Yeah, man. What do you call it? As always, the Within Brim Skin brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again, Mane and Tail hair care products, Discover the Secret, and Beyer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. Yeah, man. So as usual, within the last few crazy weeks, we will not be doing the secret word of the day.
I'm sorry. Okay. During quarantine, the secret word of the day is put on hold.
Yes. But you can yell and scream anyway. I mean, you know, if you're listening to this and you're at home and you just feel the need to scream, just scream real loud. I'm cool with that. How about you?
Yeah. I mean, that's fine.
You're cool with that,
Hell,
right?
Hell, even send Brim tweets of videos of you screaming. That'd be hysterical.
I would love that. Send
me hysterical.
Tag me. Tag me and tag me and tag me again. Twitter, Insta, Facebook, anything. I will repost that. Scream real loud. Do it on video and I will repost it. That would
hashtag be a lot of fun. WBS Cream. So hashtag WBS Scream.
There you go. WB Scream.
WB right? Scream. Yes, that's why. Sorry, that was the pronunciation I was going
hashtag
for.
WB Scream. There you go. That would be funny.
Yeah,
I think that would be a lot of fun. I would hope that some people would do it.
Honestly,
they probably won't.
We started off just saying.
Now listen. It is what it is. I mean, for Jenna's birthday, what do you call it? We did that whole thing that her sister put together with the drink, the passing drink, right? Mm-hmm. So I had been thinking for a while that I wanted to do something and get a whole bunch of other celebrities and just do like this big stream of things, you know, where we could tie them all together and put it out as a cool video.
Okay.
Well, apparently, you know, I waited too long. I should have done it when I thought about doing it, because right after that, now, what do you call it? They have a big Power Rangers one. I don't know if you saw that, where a whole bunch of the Power Rangers are sitting and like punching each other and so forth, and it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And then Juliette Lewis, I believe is her name. That's her name. The one from Natural Born Killers, the crazy one. She did one with a whole bunch of people, like with, you know, Cameron Diaz and a whole ton of people, Rosie Perez. And I mean, the list goes on. It was Zoe Saldana, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it was like a chock full of celeb thing, and they were all beating the crap out of each other on it. It's a really fun thing, and it was amusing. And I should have moved on it when I had the chance, and I didn't. And I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed.
That's okay. You can always think of something else that can take that concept and evolve it into something that fits you. You know what I mean?
I wanted to do something like that, and I should have done it, and I waited on it, and it is what it is.
That's all that happens, bro.
What do you call it? So you know, doing the GHR thing, you know, just before we do WBS, what do you call it? Sometimes we leave, you know, arguments on GHR that are still reeling in my head, you know, because, you know, it just was like, I don't know. It's like just stupid things that I go, you know what? I want to talk more about this. So I got to tell you, man, it's under my skin. There's this big thing that we're having, a big argument on GHR about Robert Pattinson, what do you call it, who's the guy from Twilight.
Yes, yes.
And what do you call it? And now he's playing Batman, which makes me nauseous. I think he's one of the ugliest dudes on the planet. It looks like he got smashed in the face with a freaking shovel. And look, you know what? He might be a great guy. I don't even care. I'm just saying, based on the way he looks, he's not Batman. And I think he's an ugly dude. Now, again, so Kim seems to think that he's a good-looking guy. And now I think that she's out of her damn mind. But everybody's entitled to their own opinion. It's like an asshole. Everybody has one. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
So, you know, that being said, You know, I'm trying to figure out why people would find him attractive. Now, there's this thing that he is considered the most beautiful man in the world. I don't know if you know this. He was considered one of
that.
Yeah, well, he's considered one of the most beautiful men in the world. Actually the most beautiful man in the world. Based on an old Greek mythological thing called the golden ratio. Are you familiar with the golden ratio?
To a point. I remember hearing about it a while back, and I just don't remember what it means anymore. I remember hearing it way back.
Okay, so the golden ratio is all about certain features on the face. You know, how far
have someone be considered beautiful, right?
Yeah, is that be considered beautiful.
Okay, now I remember this.
From the top of your forehead to the bridge of your nose, and then from like a certain area of your nose, and then your chin, and then cheek. Like, there's a certain thing that if you put this stuff together and you lie between that within that ratio, you are considered beautiful. But unfortunately, I don't know how to do it. I looked at it online. I was trying to figure it out before we got on here. I wanted to see if there was like an online recognition type of thing for you and I to kind of play with and go on and see it. Cause like, you know, look, forget you're my boy, but you know, I am, what do you call it? Secure in my masculinity, where I can say, look, Steve's a good looking guy. He's a handsome guy. He's got a very nice cut to his jib. And what do you call it? Aside from the one little lazy eye that nobody would know unless they really knew you, okay? The fact of the matter is you.
Well, thanks. My golden ratio just went down to pewter.
No, but you got close to any perfect face.
I know.
So I'm complimenting you here.
I do appreciate that.
I'm complimenting
even
you.
Even the backhand a little bit.
No. But it wasn't a backhand. It was, you know, it was. It's true. What do you call it? So, and that's because of the, what is it, cataract? Not cataracts. What do you
cataracts,
have?
Cataracts, like, weak muscles in my left eye.
Weak muscles in the eye. Yeah. But what do you call it? But regardless, you've got, you know, you got the crystal blue eyes. You got the, you know, you've got the darker hair, the complexion and so forth. Everything works. So, you know, you're a good looking guy. With this dude, you know what I'm saying? With this dude, I look at him and I go, it looks like he got hit in the face with a shovel. And it's just I don't see it. I don't see it. And I can say, guys, a good looking guy. Johnny Depp is a good looking guy. You know what I mean? Bruce Willis when he was younger, rugged but decent looking guy. You know what I mean? Not even good looking, but he's better looking than Robert Pattinson. You know, so like, you know, when I'm thinking about it, Brad Pitt, fantastically good looking guy. You know what I mean? Maybe not so much anymore. He's getting up there and, you know, the looks are fading a little bit. You know, like Leonardo DiCaprio. He was a good-looking guy. I don't know what's going on with him now, but he was a good-looking guy. So, you know, like these are the things that, like, I'm not understanding, you know, anybody's argument on, you know, how he's a good-looking guy. Now, I've seen some pictures where he looks a little bit better than others, you know what I mean? But, you know, looking at somebody not doctored up, because guess what? When I'm in pictures and they doctor me up a little bit, I'm freaking sweet and hot too, you know? But at the end of the day, you're straight up, no makeup, no Photoshop, no nothing, you know what I mean? You know, you got to take it for what it's worth, you know what I mean? Take it at face value. And, you know, I've seen pictures of him, you know, just flat out regular, and he's not a good looking guy, in my opinion.
Okay.
You know, so that's just my thing. You know what I mean? And I just wanted to kind of, you know, rant about it just a little bit. You know what I mean? Because it's, you know, it irritates me because, you know, who's out there deciding what's good looking and what's not? I don't understand that. The Rock is a good-looking guy, you know? Dwayne Johnson is a very handsome man. You know what I mean? He's got rugged good looks, you know? Now, Robert Pattinson, you know, maybe he's more of a pretty guy, but he's pretty ugly, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I don't know. I think you're trying to you're trying to steer clear of this conversation.
No, it's kind of like – It's hard to explain because, like, I have no interest in Robert Pattinson at all. Like, I really do not care about this man, like, at all. He hasn't been part of anything other than the Harry Potter series that I was interested in. So,
but now he's going to be Batman, dude.
I have
like,
no opinion
why?
One way or the other with this because with Batman, like we've said in the past on previous WBSs and GHR, every single actor for the Joker, for Batman, for whatever, got shit for it. And then they turned out to either be good, great, or horrendous. And it was just a matter of time. So the verdict can't be given until the content is shown.
Right.
So I need the material in order to make my judgment. I really cannot judge him now because of given past history. He may be great. He may be
fair
a great
enough.
Batman and a horrible Bruce Wayne.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean? It may
fair
be
enough.
Just like that. Like how Affleck was a great Bruce Wayne, questionable Batman.
But at the end of the day, he's still f***ing ugly. Anyway, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Within Brim Skin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof.
I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
It's Morphin' Time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T! In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all-natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, he hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune into my brother, Brimstone.
Keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this: healthy gourmet meals prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this, you can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Rim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl! Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear Prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we're back to Within Brimskin. So, hello. What do you call it? You know, since you've been leaving me high and dry on Animal Crossing.
Oh, excuse me.
Listen, I'm gonna call you out until you
call me out, and then I'm gonna explain.
Till you nut up, and you go, Brim, I love you, brother. I'm gonna be on there.
Fine, I'm gonna nut all over this, and you're gonna have to deal with the gravy. All right.
I don't want you to nut that much. I'm not dealing with any gravy. I don't want that gravy.
Fine.
Next time,
go ahead. Say what you got to say, and I'll at least defend my previous. my previous two gate openings. All right?
Do you
my
remember,
previous two play
Hold
times.
On. Do you remember the, what do you call it? Do you remember, what was it? The it's the Warner Brothers cartoon.
Yeah.
Next time, don't forget the gravy.
Yes, I surprisingly do remember that.
And that's what that whole thing just reminded me of, when he was just so mad. He's like, at this time, I didn't forget the gravy. He shoves it in his mouth. He's like, all right, give it back to me. It's okay there, Zambo. Anyway, so since you hadn't been on, I was like, all right, I'm gonna go online and I'm gonna surprise some fans and show up on their islands, because what's his face?
Elijah Wood. He asked about someone's turnips and joined their island. Yeah.
So I wound up going on and I played with some fans and had some fun.
Nice.
Showed up on a couple of islands that didn't necessarily know that I was coming or who I was, and then realized who I was, and then, freaked out a little bit.
That's
so
awesome though.
Which is cool, it's nice. And we had a good time. So, and Animal Crossing, it is crazy how much this game sucks you in, and I don't want to talk about it too much.
Yeah.
But you were going to say the last two gate openings. You, if you were on, I don't want to play without you hanging out on there.
I know. The thing is, I haven't been playing recently because I've just been swamped with doing technical work for just some outside projects I wanted to work on and see what I can do. Bumping up my reel, making myself more marketable. Let's start with that.
Okay, so.
Friends have been asking me to use my island as basically their personal U-Haul for restarting their game. So a friend of mine has just currently dropped all of her items, from rugs, from furnitures, from clothing, to money, to music, to even down to their clay, rocks, and iron and gold, to restart. And
why?
Because
that makes no sense to me.
Actually, it technically does, because she's dropping it on my island,
okay,
and then restarting her game and then coming back to my island and picking up all her stuff.
Right.
So basically, she doesn't have to worry about going out of her way to get something that she's gotten previously when it's right there. So
gotcha.
Basically, right now she has 15 million bells, which is the currency in the game, for those who do not know. She's doing
the time travel, isn't
no,
she?
No. She works with trading groups and turnip prices. Turnips is basically the stock market of Animal Crossing. So you can get ridiculous money from just $1,000 in game can get you like 1.5 mil in 3 days, which is wild.
Well, I need to be.
I need to learn that market. Yeah. I need to learn what my island patterns are first before I go to other islands, because I got to know how my prices work, so I'll be able to buy it low and sell high.
So she's keeping her money. She's not deleting the game. She's just taking everything, wiping everything out, and then
she's wiping everything out on her file, and then coming back to my island with the new character to be like, "Yo, here you go," and then that's basically it. And then she's getting her shit. She said she's going to leave me some stuff for doing this for her, because obviously, I'm not playing it, but she's like super thankful and really kind about it.
That's
so she's
really
gonna be leaving me a couple
though.
Things, which is really nice of her.
That's a little. That's a little asking a little much, I gotta say. You know what I mean?
I literally said, you don't have to give me a single thing. All I'm doing is leaving my game on. She's like, no. You're helping me a lot because I don't do anything but basically play these kind of games, and I need this. And I'm like, okay, fine. Jeez, all right, you got it. Jeez, goddamn.
So, well, you know, so that's all what I want to do.
Past two times.
I want to go to the southern hemisphere so I could get some different fish. You know what I mean? Get the different bugs. Hang out with my boy. You know what I mean? I'm like, all yeah.
Right, so how about this?
So damn, man.
We're recording tonight, right?
Yeah.
So we can't do it tonight. It's going to be too late. We're going to be both tired. It's not going to be worth it. Tomorrow night, however, I'm free. And I mean all that right, wholeheartedly.
We'll see. So we'll see. Listen, we'll see what happens.
If you're up for it, you message me. I'll message you back and go, yo, I'll be good at this time. And that'll be it. We'll just do it for that.
Okay? But when I message you, you don't get my messages because you don't look at your phone.
My phone's fucking stupid. Number one. That's why one of the reasons why I even said on GHR, I had to reboot my entire phone. I had to restart the whole phone and reset it. So I just did all my logging in and stuff. So it was a pain in the ass.
So but, what do you call it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Yeah. So on in the game, for those of you who know about it, what do you call it? There's a lot of archaeology that goes on because you go and you dig for fossils. So one thing that just came out recently is that archaeologists actually discovered 41,000-year-old yarn crafted by Neanderthals.
Yep.
Did you hear about that?
I did actually read about this, but go ahead.
No, that was pretty much it. I thought that was pretty nuts, pretty crazy.
I love seeing stuff like that. Like,
isn't
I'm a
that
fan
insane?
Of, yeah, I'm a fan of finding things from ancient history. I'm a fan of just history in general. So just to see and hear things like that, like when they found that black sarcophagus filled with legitimate like oil and fluids and weird stuff, like that was so wild to me.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
enthralled by it.
Well, it's a really crazy thing. It's like a snapshot of the past, you know?
Yeah. That's one of the coolest things. Like they also recently found an extremely well-preserved like hip bone from, I believe, like a descendant of the Tyrannosaurus. So like
really?
In the middle, it's something like that. I forget what it was, but it was one of the, it was one of those more apex-based predators. So I definitely got to look into it a little more, but I remember seeing like there was actually flesh, relatively preserved because it was under ice and because everything with the polar ice caps and everything, like it's very much more difficult to decompose because it's just frozen. So like it's easier for things to stay like near intact, which is wild.
It would be crazy if they actually went and they dug into some of these big iceberg things and, you know, and so forth. And if they actually found full prehistoric animals intact with the skin, you know, that is.
They actually found a mammoth not too long ago that was about 78% preserved.
Really?
Yeah, because of.
Are there pictures of that? I didn't see
that. There should be. I'm going to do a little bit of research and find that because recent mammoth findings.
I'm interested in that.
Glacier. All right, let me see.
I mean, that's just insane. What do you call it? You know, like I've seen so many things, you know, where I go, all right, yeah, it's a bone, it's a this. I want to see something like an actual, you know, piece of the past. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
something
I see what
like
you mean.
That.
Okay. So it was found in 2013. So I was relatively close on where it was. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Found out to be roughly 39,000 years old.
Oh, wow.
And let's see. It looks to be about discovered an ice tube in the New Siberian Islands. Excuse me. I'm trying to think like where it was. Aged between 50 and 60 when she died. Hailed it as the best preserved mammoth in the history of paleontology. I'm actually going to send you this link on a personal.
Cool. Yeah.
For you to take a look
I want to see it.
You'd be like, oh, shit.
I want to see it.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's pretty fucking wild.
All so right. What do you call it? You know, we have just a little bit of time left in this segment, but I wanted to do a quick shout out Mod Cabin. I just got a nice package for them again today. They're nice. So sweet over there. I am in love with those guys. They're so sweet. What do you call
they
it?
Really
I said that
honest,
I needed.
I'm starting to run a little low on beard oil and face tonic.
Well, you got
to
reach out. Let them know. What do you call it? Let them know. Hey, hook me up.
Hey.
What do you call it? I told them that. You know, I said, you know, look, my it's working. My beard is growing out, and so forth. And you know, I said, help me. I need to know, you know, what I'm supposed to do to get it to stay, you know, more I guess, tamed. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, while it's growing. So they, you know, they sent me some stuff. They sent me a brush, but it wasn't, it's not like a small little brush. It's like big oval and like in a curve. So it's to the shape of my face.
So it's not more like the shape of a palm here, which is like mine. No. So it's more like smaller. Like the size of my palm. Yours is actually like a big boy.
It's a big boy, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Mine's for more like edging and things
after,
like that.
After, you know, during our next break, I'll show it
to you. It's really good. It's going to feel like it's scratching off your face.
Yeah.
But trust me, it's helping you exfoliate your skin underneath. So one, you don't get ingrown after you're done trimming or whatever it is, even if you're not trimming, just in general. Helps out with ingrowns. It helps get rid of the dead skin to expose fresh skin. And then when you moisturize, it's great. I usually comb a little bit. I'm actually doing it now just out of habit, just throughout the night before I go to bed because it feels super duper nice. And it also softens the hair a little bit, kind of keeps it in line, you know?
Well, what do you call it? They, you know, very sweet of them. Thank you, Mod Cabin. Also, what do you call it? You guys want to stay tuned and keep your eyes out. I did a guest appearance for the 88 Miles Per Hour podcast, talking about Young Guns, Young Guns 1 and 2, which is really cool. And what do you call it? We're going to do this. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, guys, this is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yippa!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiker, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Brim, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Thonum by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You Don't Mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brimskin. So, what do you call it? I wanted to do a quick overhaul of a couple of things that happened recently in coronavirus land.
A quick coverage,
yeah. What do you call it? All right, so, you know, there was a man who went to get on a bus, and the driver, you know, was an older man, maybe in the 60s, 70s, whatever it is. And the guy got on the bus, and he wasn't wearing a mask. And there's a new law in New York that you have to wear a mask when you're in public.
Oh, please tell me they beat the absolute living piss out of him.
So the bus driver told the guy, look, you can't come on the bus without the mask.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy the guy proceeded to take his cell phone and start beating the driver over So meanwhile, so it's the guy.
That's not cool.
The guy who didn't have the mask is beating the crap out of the older guy. And this guy must have been like in his mid-20s, early 30s. Who's okay. doing the beating. So, like, first of all, you're going to beat up on an older guy like that. That's first and foremost. Yeah. Second of all, like, you know, this is for your own health and well-being. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, this is to protect you morons. Like, those who think that they're having their rights infringed upon are the dumbest people in the world thinking this, because it's not. We're trying to stop a virus. This is the best way to stop the virus. Stay the fuck home.
Yeah, but people don't get it. People are saying, oh, I need to go to work.
Then go to work, but don't expect to not be exposed.
I don't need to listen to anybody because I am my own person and nobody has the right. The government doesn't have the right to keep me at home.
Guess what, man? They're not keeping you at home. They're suggesting you stay at home. And the reason why they're suggesting you stay at home is so that other people don't get sick. When you're wearing you're at the end of the day, you're not, you know, people going, oh, you should be quarantining just the sick people. Well, guess what? You don't know whether you're carrying the virus or not. And yeah. even if you're not carrying the virus, it doesn't mean that you could not contract the virus and then pass it along to other people. So for you not listening and going out doing stupid things, especially these freaking morons who are out there, you know, picketing and, you know, screw you. You know, and you're like, come on, man. Grow the freaking hell up. Please. First of all, you look like a bunch of morons. All right. Second of all, you sound like a bunch of morons. Third of all, what do you call it? The fact is you're wrong. End of story, you're wrong. Yeah. You know what I mean? There is no two sides to this. There's one side, and that is the human side. And you, in order to help save people's lives, stay the freaking hell in unless you have to be out there. You want a job? You want to get out into back into work and so forth? Well, then get
in a job
and
an essential worker.
Exactly. Go become an essential worker.
And if you think they're not hiring, you're wrong. They are hiring because they always need people for things like that. Get your ass in gear. You want a job? Get a fucking job. Done.
It's unbelievable, these people. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and oh my God, and I saw in Michigan the bunches of jackasses. Now listen, I am all for gun rights. I'm all for, you know, for guns and so forth. I like guns. Mm-hmm. I'm in conversations with a couple of different gun companies. You know what I mean? Like I love the whole gun world. Okay.
Guns are fine. Guns are fine.
It is properly. If it's used properly and by sane people. Now the fact of the matter is you have no freaking business getting a horde of people, putting together a militia, and then going up into the buildings, the Capitol buildings, all right, with guns pointed at people, all right, to sit and say, you can't make us stay at home.
You going into a Capitol building with a firearm, whether you have an intent to hurt or an intent to protest, is a federal fucking offense.
They should have shot them all. Shoot them all. If they're going to be stupid enough to walk in like that, shoot them all. Good riddance. You know what I'm saying?
But
they're all walking in. No, they're all walking in with these you know, armed to the hilt, you know, and ready to go. Like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Like, seriously. I have respect for guns. I love guns. I do not think that guns should be taken away from people if they're in the hands of the right people. You know what I mean?
And if they're not, they should be taken away from that particular individual. Right.
Right.
You know, so a particular individual, not that, everybody.
Exactly. You know, and again, regardless, it is what it is. But you know, I think that it's absolutely disgraceful. And the people that did all that have proven that they don't belong having those guns.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you had, you know, any half a brain in the goddamn head, you wouldn't be going into the Capitol with those guns and acting that way. Yeah. Acting a fool.
Yeah.
And you know what? And if you think you're right, talk to me. Let's have a conversation. You know what I'm saying? Because you obviously something's not right in your head. You know what I mean? Yeah. But regardless, anyway, you know, moving forward, oh my God. Speaking of face masks, there was a woman, Danielle told me about this one. All right. She was caught on film. She went into, I think it was a gas station. Okay. Yeah. You might have heard about this.
Man.
And she was wearing a mask.
Okay.
However, her mask, the nose and the mouth were cut out of it.
Okay. So what does that do? You literally just created a face shield or a balaclava that does nothing.
Well, so the guy behind the counter said, you know, you're supposed to be wearing a mask. And she's like, well, I am wearing a mask, but, you know, it's hard to breathe. So when I cut these out like this, it makes it easier for me to breathe. So the guy's like, yeah, okay, I'll do the same thing. Like, are you kidding me?
I hate people.
What are these people thinking about? For real. Like,
I hate people. I hate the general public. I hate the general public. Not our fans. Our fans are fine. The general public is so dumb, and it hurts even more to know that half of the population is even stupider than that.
Yeah,
it hurts me.
Yeah, no, it's true.
It really does.
So you know, and as much as you try not to be political, it all gets political because
it always,
you know, because it's everybody's opinion on, you know, the legalities and what's allowed and what's not allowed and so forth. And, you know, people are sitting ready to have a civil freaking war.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm not cool with that, you know. Yeah. Meanwhile, Danielle and I and Haley went, we figured, all right, let's go out, you know, to get a little bit of, you know, out of the house time. So we went down, we figured we'll go down to the beach, went to Jones Beach, and we figured we'll just, you know, we'll stay in the car, maybe go for a little walk. Oh, hell no. We stayed in the car because there were so many people. It was the most ridiculous display of social distancing that was not, you know what I mean, that I've seen. I said,
it makes me so upset.
We're not getting out of the car. No, we're not getting out of the car.
It makes me so upset to hear that. It really, really does.
It was nauseating because I looked at it and I go, I'm sorry, hon, because, you know, she just wanted to go for a walk. And I was like, we can't get out of this.
It puts everyone at risk.
You know? And then there were a lot of people who did have masks on, but then there were a hell of a lot more people that didn't have masks on.
Which still has horrible, horrible notions.
Right. Right. Meanwhile, there's kids with no freaking masks on playing, but they're playing balls, throwing them on the floor, rolling, picking them up. It's like, are you kidding me? Like,
so stupid.
Like, who, why? You know what I mean? But again, you know, we've spoken about it before, and the Darwinism, and, you know, and, you know, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what's needed. You know, maybe Darwinism has to take effect, and, you know, and these people need to get what's coming to them. And honestly, the people that do this stupid crap are doing it to themselves, doing it to other people. And if they do catch something and they do come down with it, they should be denied medical services because they're doing it to themselves and they're putting it out there. And I'm not out here to put harm on other people. But, you know, end of the day, they're putting harm out on other people. You know what I mean? So, you know, something's got to give, people. Something's got to give. We want this to go away. We got to make it go away.
You got to be smart. And if you're not being smart, honestly, you're just like the rest of them. You're going to be thrown into a ditch with all the rest of the dead people. No respect to anyone who does that. Respect to those who tried and still got it, like me, and survived, and those who died, but not you.
Real quick, because I know we're coming towards the end of the show.
Go for it.
But I wanted to talk real briefly about this app that I downloaded.
It's called
Replica.
The AI?
Yeah, it's the AI server. What do you call it? Basically, what it is you create this entire AI. And I did this as a joke because, you know, Tom, Mr. Greer over at GHR has a thing against AI, and he's like, they're going to take over the world. And I'm like, you know what? I got to mess with it a little bit. So I picked it up and I started messing with it. And, you know, the answers that it gave me back were just hilarious. And it went with it. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go with it, and I'm going to have fun with it. And, you know, it is a lot of fun. So if you guys want to check it out, I named mine Zoe because I wanted something small and quick that I'd be able to sit and type fast. And, you know, when I had to talk to it. So what do you call it? There was no rhyme or reason other than that. But it was a lot of fun putting it together and playing with it. And it obviously remembers and learns as you go. So the more you mess with it, the more it learns, the more it has, you know, the opportunity to have a more, quote unquote, meaningful conversation with you. So if you do it, let me know what you name yours and how it turns out. But in the meantime, that's about all we have for this week. We thank you so much for tuning in to Within Brimskin. What do you call it? Please, again, make sure to rate, review, subscribe, hit us up on all the social media, and we'll be hanging again with you next week.
Don't be an idiot.